Welcome to Quickies.
It's a new week, which means it's time for some new updates. You're listening to Quickies, brought to you by In.com with me, Arjun, and let's find out what's the latest talk of the town. Back in 2011, Rohit Shetty started serving justice on the big screen with Singham and hasn't stopped since. 2014 was when Singham Returns released, and fast forward 4 years, 2018 was when we saw Ranveer Singh wearing khaki in Simba. Now the director is back with his next cop flick titled Suryavanshi, which will have Akshay Kumar and Katrina Kaif as the lead couple. Today is when the film officially begins rolling, but that's not it. Producer Karan Johar tweeted the announcement of this new project hitting the floors and shared a picture of himself with Rohit, Akshay, Ajay and Ranveer all in one frame. Interestingly enough, he also mentioned Kareena Kapoor Khan and Sara Ali Khan, who were both seen in the previous films, and this could just might be a hint at them making special appearances in Suryavanshi. Well, that's just a speculation for now. Whatever the case might be, In.com will keep you posted. But coming back to this, one of the most exciting cast members of the film is Neena Gupta, who will be playing Akshay's mother. In a recent interview with Mumbai Mirror, she said, "This is an interesting role because it isn't stereotypical mother who asks his son about food, marriage, etc., but has several dimensions. There is a new temperament to the mother, and you will get to see a very different dynamic between Akshay, Katrina and me. This is a new, sweet and interesting space that I'm looking to explore." So that's definitely something to look forward to, apart from probably seeing Kareena and Sara sharing the same screen. For now, Suryavanshi is slated to release on 22nd May 2020, so stay tuned for further updates. Even if you haven't watched it yet, the chances are that you've definitely heard about Sacred Games, which is argued to be the best Indian web series so far. The first season released almost a year ago, and the wait for the second one is coming to an end soon. Netflix just released its first teaser for season 2 by introducing us to the characters. Apart from Saif Ali Khan, Nawazuddin Siddiqui and Pankaj Tripathi, the new additions to the cast are Ranveer Shori and Kalki Kochlin. Reportedly, Shobhita Dhulipala is also a part of it, but neither have the makers confirmed it yet, nor is she seen in the teaser. Neeraj Gevan has replaced Vikramaditya Motwani, and along with Anurag Kashyap, he has directed the second installment. Now, for those of you who don't know already, the series has been based on Vikram Chandra's novel, which has the same title. And this was Netflix India's first original web series after Eric Bramack, Netflix's vice president, got in touch with Vikramaditya Motwani aiming to create content for Netflix India. This was around the time when Motwani was part of Phantom Films, a production house which is now dissolved after one of the founder filmmaker, Vikas Bal, was accused of sexual harassment, which was followed by an investigation by Netflix, and they stated that "we continue to collaborate with our production partners to ensure and maintain a safe and respectful working environment." But all that is in the past now, because Sacred Games 2 is tentatively scheduled to air in a few months, and apart from some brilliant performances, we can also expect some killer aesthetics since the season was shot across Mombasa, Cape Town and Johannesburg. Today is a busy day for the fashion police because almost all the happening fashionistas across the world, including Priyanka Chopra and Deepika Padukone, are all set to walk down the red carpet of Met Gala 2019. In the last couple of years, Priyanka has made sure that her outfits stand out, and thanks to Ralph Lauren, they truly have. Be it her cathedral-length trench coat 2 years ago, which ended up trending for weeks later, mostly as memes but still, or her last year's deep burgundy velvet gown and a stunning hood bejeweled with crystals and gold beading. It's been an absolute visual treat. But what makes it even more special for her is the fact that it was Met Gala 2017 when she first appeared with her husband Nick Jonas after casually meeting him the same year at a Vanity Fair Oscars party. And not only are her fans acknowledging this blast from the past, but PC herself is in some serious throwback mood. Her Instagram story are pictures of her from the last two Met Galas, and one of them is where she's written, "The story I'll definitely tell our future kids, how I met your father." Speaking of her better half, Nick has said that he would let Priyanka shine this year as well and would be there to support her. The couple also happened to be a part of the Met Gala host committee this year, along with Bradley Cooper, Jennifer Lopez, Blake Lively and a few more. With all this happening, it would be safe to assume what would be trending in the news starting tomorrow, or even this evening for that matter. Katrina Kaif's avatar in her upcoming film Bharat is absolutely stunning. I mean, it's hard to get over how beautiful she looks, especially in the romantic song Chashni. But having said that, she would be a perfect example of someone who is beautiful and badass at the same time. Recently on her Instagram, she shared a picture of herself driving the classic 1960 Land Rover. She also said that the owner of the car was skeptical about her handling the car, which she did perfectly. In an earlier interview, Katrina revealed that her character was way ahead of its time by saying, "It's about a woman fighting in a man's world. At that time, it was very difficult for a woman to be working. Once I had that kind of structure in place, we put in as much preparation as we could. We spent a lot of time rehearsing our scenes. I put in everything that I felt I wanted to bring to this character." However, her love for Land Rover extends beyond her real life, because why else would she gift herself one of them just 2 months ahead of her 36th birthday? Apart from her, actresses like Alia Bhatt and Jacqueline Fernandez are all proud owners of this luxurious SUV. But coming back to Kat, apart from Bharat, you can also expect to see her in Rohit Shetty's Suryavanshi, and if all goes well, then probably the multilingual biopic on athlete P.T. Usha, and she might also be a part of the romantic flick directed by Ronnie Screwvala. Damn, looks like she's got her plate full, but fortunately her brand new Land Rover will help her jump between sets. Down south, there was a major hiccup a few months ago for the entire team of Varma, which is a remake of Arjun Reddy. The film was completed quickly, and there was also a pre-release meet in Chennai to introduce both the film as well as the lead actor Dhruv, but unfortunately that was all in vain after a fallout between the director Bala and producer E4 Entertainment, which resulted in the film being totally scrapped. Which was followed by the project starting from scratch with a different team backing Dhruv Vikram, but however, E4 Entertainment continued acting as the producers. Radhan continued composing, and the ace cinematographer Ravi K. Chandran was still behind the lens. The revised title of the film is now Aditya Varma, and the major and obvious replacement is Giri Saya as the director, who previously worked as an associate in Arjun Reddy and is making sure that the soul and impact of the original are not lost in translation. This project will also mark his directorial debut. The team has less than 10 days of shoot left, and they are going to be in Dehradun for the final leg of the shoot. They have already shot in and around Chennai, some bits in Mumbai, and also in Portugal. Established Hollywood actor Chiyan Vikram is showing a great involvement in the shoots and the progress of his son Aditya Varma, which is understandable considering it's his debut as an actor. For now, fortunately, everything is going according to plan, and let's hope it stays the same at least until the film hits the big screens. And that brings me to the end of today's podcast. My name is Arjun. Until next time, stay awesome.
The Quickies on in.com.